We're doing the Ketur Shana Oruch Mikol Chaim, and we're beginning the 20th chapter, the laws of the Chazarat HaShatz, the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei. After everyone finishes praying their Shmoneh Esrei quietly, so then Shalich Tzibur, the one who's leading the prayer, he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei a second time. And in ancient times, his Shmoneh Esrei was for the people who don't know how to read, who didn't know Shmoneh Esrei by heart and didn't know how to read. So those people would fulfill their obligations through his Shmoneh Esrei. He would say it on behalf of everyone. Nowadays, let's say, an average shul, most of the people know and do daven their own Shmoneh Esrei. Nonetheless, the rabbis instituted this institution to have a repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, and that's what we do. The Shalich Tzibur isn't supposed to wait for people who are taking a longer time in their own Shmoneh Esrei, even if they're important people. A rabbi usually tries to finish his Shmoneh Esrei quickly so as not to keep the congregation waiting, because ordinarily today the custom is that the Shalich Tzibur does wait for the rabbi. So the rabbis usually have to daven a quick Shmoneh Esrei to ensure that people don't wait for them.